think what we're seeing is differential development. There are places where I think there's evidence that schools feel that the removal of some of that infrastructure, which could be bureaucratic and problematic in all sorts of ways, the encouragement for them to think about raising their sights, higher standards, and working in genuinely innovative, collaborative models to support each other's improvement, to, for example, undertake peer reviews of each other and challenge each other to say, no, we think this could be better in this area, and the kind of learning and knowledge transfer that comes through that process. I think there's some very exciting examples where that's genuinely happening. At the same time, I think we're seeing schools that, simply don't have the capacity and the wherewithal to see that this is now the way to work, and as a result are at risk of actually, becoming worse off in this system.
Right.